Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on February 24th regarding Daniel Cruz, C-R-U-Z-Lorenzana, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A-N-A. Daniel Cruz Lorenzano is a 64-year-old male who reports injuring his right upper extremity at work on 11-17-17 when lifting heavy doors. Period believes he injured his elbow and wrist, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be final diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period underwent surgery to release the carpal tunnel in 2021. Period, at some point, he also had surgical treatment for right medial epicondylitis. Period, he has completed his course of treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Cruz alleged he was lifting heavy doors weighing between 60 to 80 pounds and sustained permanent injury to his right arm, elbow, wrist, and hand. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 10-1-19 in the amount of 17.5% of partial total for the orthopedic residuals of right elbow cubital tunnel syndrome, status post nerve decompression, and right hand carpal tunnel syndrome, semicolon, apportioned approximately 20% of the right arm and 15% of the right hand. The petitioner then applied to reopen that claim to seek further financial compensation. Period. In his answers to interrogatories, Mr. Cruz listed the physicians he had treated since the entry of the last award. Period. These included Complete Care, Dr. Vincent McLaughlin, gastroenterologist, and Christopher MROCNK, optometrist. Period. He did have other medical conditions, including hypertension, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Period. He did not have any additional medical attention rendered to his involved upper extremity. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show on 1/11/21 he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted the petitioner started feeling numbness, tingling, and a lump in his small and ring fingers on 11/17/17. Period. He was diagnosed with a Dupuytren's contracture of his third digit of the right hand, as well as numbness along the ulnar nerve distribution. Period. His right third digit tendon sheath was injected with corticosteroid injection. Period. An EMG was done on 12/7/17, confirming severe ulnar nerve compression along with median nerve compression. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Dwyer, who ultimately performed decompression of the right ulnar nerve and subcutaneous ulnar nerve transposition of the right elbow on 1/26/18. Period. On the final visit of 11/5/18, they noticed the EMG showed fairly advanced carpal tunnel, but he did not have symptoms over the median nerve distribution at that time and was discharged. Period. Received an award of 17.5% permanent partial total on 10/1/19. Period. Denies any further treatment, but complains of worsening symptoms in the right hand. Period. He retired as of 3/29/19. Period. Upon exam, he had weak APB strength on the right and 5/5 intrinsic strength. Period. He had mildly positive tenels. Period. Dr. Dwyer rendered diagnoses of right hand pain, Dupuytren's contracture, and carpal tunnel syndrome of the right hand. Period. He advised right carpal tunnel release be performed. Period. On 5/19/21, Dr. Zucconi performed an orthopedic evaluation. Period. This was to receive medical clearance for his right carpal tunnel decompression. Period. On 5/21/21, Dr. Dwyer performed right carpal tunnel release. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. Mr. Cruz followed up postoperatively through 6/3/21. Period. At that juncture, he had full wrist flexion and extension as well as with the fingers. Period. He had full grip strength at 5/5. Period. He has no pain in full function of the hand. Period. He declined formal physical therapy, but was going to continue a home exercise program. Period. His sutures were removed and steri-strips were applied. Period. He also ascertained a history of left knee surgery on 3/17/11. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the distal interphalangeal joints of the ring fingers, more so on the left than the right, consistent with his known diagnosis of osteoarthritis. Period. There was healed surgical scarring by the right medial elbow and volar wrist, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. There were multiple old linear scars on both upper extremities. Period. The wrist of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. Impression, let's scratch that. He relates his numbness and tingling and the ring finger improved after surgery, but his symptoms in the small finger did not. Period. Impressions on 11/17/17, Daniel Cruz injured his right upper extremity at work. Period. He was diagnosed with cubital tunnel syndrome, through which ulnar nerve decompression and transposition were performed. Period. He did well afterwards. Period. He belatedly offered complaints involving the right wrist. Period. On 5/21/21, he underwent carpal tunnel release by Dr. Dwyer. Period. The petitioner did well afterwards and on 6/3/21 had no pain and felt ready to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. This is for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome treated surgically. Period. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of ulnar nerve compression treated surgically. Period. He has achieved an excellent clinical result. Period. End.